Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mess. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll turn the world together, we'll turn them by the hand.
Ken, are you kidding me? You have the choice of Lane Staley, that was referenced by the caller, or Chris Cornell, and you go with Hootie?
It was a joke. It was just being sarcastic. I kind of like Hootie, though. What? You feel bad for him, in a way.
How do you feel bad for this guy? He has millions upon millions of dollars. I feel bad for no multimillionaire.
He's taken so much abuse over the years. It's not that bad. Like, it's overkill. You know? It's not that bad.
But he's me with talent and money.
Why do you feel bad for Hootie? Don't feel bad for Hootie.
He gets beat on all the time. He's actually, as a vocalist, he's pretty good. You know, he's actually talented.
He did create this song, this one song, alongside his friends, The Blowfish, that you do not need to know the lyrics to, and it can sound like you're singing along perfectly.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He did that cover of Wagon Wheels good.
Yes, it is.
How is his cover of Rhinestone Cowboy?
Oh, stop it. How dare you?
That's your line of the year.
Oh, Greg, by the way, real quick, I get so many inquiries, text requests, etc. What is the name, just so I can tell everyone, so they'll all shut up, the name of the song in the beginning of the show? The
Adam Raised a Cain. Adam Raised a Cain.
Thank you. There you go, everybody.
The Boss.
Okay, good song.
Adam Raised a Cain.
Adam Raised a Cain. Thank you.
This is Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Nothing. Hey, I just want to talk about the AB situation for a quick second.
Please not. Please no. Please. I beg of you. Please not. Go ahead. What?
It was the whole situation where people keep saying, oh, he's never been charged. There's no crime.
Yeah.
Well, Ezekiel Elliott never been charged either. Mm-hmm. And Elliott still got six games for nothing. Like, there was nothing in his case that warranted him six games. Mm-hmm. I think AB is going to come back, probably not with the Patriots, but he's going to get hit with a suspension, regardless of it.
Well, I mean, theoretically, he's already served one.
He's already served
the unofficial suspension.
Yeah, right? And also, if Ryan, there are a lot of people, and I think not just Cowboys fans, who feel like the Ezekiel Elliott suspension was unwarranted, if not heavy-handed. Six games for that was a little much. I think that was pretty draconian of the old Goodell.
This is Doug. Hello, Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up,
Greg? Am I on?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Okay. My question was that I don't know if anybody's brought up is whether Gronk, if he does come back, is actually going to be any more effective than Ben Watson. I mean, he's 25 pounds underweight from what he played at. He was banged up at the end of his time. Does he really want to go out there and get hit again? Is he going to be an impact making addition at this point?
It doesn't matter because he's not coming back.
Can we just let it go? This is the greatest thing. Listen, it's 50-50 split. People are incredibly invested either way. This is like Brady Bledsoe back in the day.
By the way, here's a 781 text, Nick, which says Hootie is the Mandalorian.
What? Oh, my God. If the Mandalorian takes his mask off and it's Darius Rucker, all my worlds will collide. I'll be so shook.
Player of the week is Jake Bailey. So give Fitzy some room in there.
Thank you. Special teams player of the week in the AFC, Jake Bailey. For those of you uneducated enough to believe that special teams do not win you football games.
Wow.
You think Fitzy's wife was playing like a Vinatieri song when they met? Like,
I don't know.
We got together right around the time he banged that field goal through the uprights at Super Bowl 36. So You tell me what
A bit of breaking news there. AFC Player of the Week.
Speaking of breaking news, there's some breaking Prince Andrew news.
Oh, hold on, Ken. We need the England music, if you could. We gotta. What is the Oye, oye.
Oye.
What is the what's the breaking Prince Andrew news?
There's some gaps in his diary from 2001 that show he could possibly have had sex with Virginia Roberts, which he has vehemently denied.
Really?
He initially said, when he did that BBC interview, he said that
same people who advised AB and Gronk advised Prince Andrew to do that interview.
Right, yes. Yes. So he had told the host that he didn't think he could have had sex with Virginia Roberts, who was, 15 at the time, because he had such a full itinerary for his trip from the UK to New York to Boston, back to New York, back to the UK. However, a former aide said that there were some gaps in the trip. Specifically, I believe on April, let's see, was it 9th or 11th of 2001? So April 9th, he gets to New York, lands around lunchtime, and had no engagements planned for that afternoon. And this is like
Don't use the term engagements, please.
The court circular is, this is like the official diary of the royal family. So they keep very meticulous records. So it's not like it was like, oh, we forgot to fill something in. Oh. The aide said that he was unaccompanied that afternoon. On that same day, Jeffrey Epstein's jet carrying Virginia Roberts flew into Teterboro in New Jersey, which is airport for private planes. It's what, like half hour from Manhattan?
Yeah.
Then on April 10th, Andrew had a full day of engagements with the Outward Bound Trust. He flies up here to Boston at night. He goes back to New York the next day. His staff flies back to the UK, but he stays in the US. So there are some places where he possibly could have done some stuff.
Do the royals, are they provided with some kind of diplomatic royal family immunity thing?
I don't know.
Could they be extradited? I mean, the guy should be. Don't you think the guy should be brought over here and interviewed by the police?
Of course. And the fact that these people in England, it baffles my mind why such a knowledgeable, intelligent society like the UK and London care so much about this lucky sperm club and provide them all these sort of benefits. It's bizarre.
Well,
to me.
They love them. They absolutely. I mean,
it defies logic.
They do nothing. What? They do not. They literally.
Well,
they aren't. Their pockets on baby clothes. They do nothing. They are decorative at best. They drink martinis, walk around, and they don't even know how to wave right.
Don't forget about the corgis. They have lots of
corgis. They do have great taste and adorable dogs.
I don't like corgis.
What do you mean? Why don't you like corgis?
I don't like corgis. Corgis, full-size poodles.
I mean, you're right. All they do is they go on like a ceremonial. They get the Rolls Royce out. Right. They go on like a ceremonial wave around and like lord their massive amount of money in everybody's face, and the people love them. You're right about it.
Good for morale.
It's like sycophantic almost, Curtis, the way they love the
people.
It
really is. Even like grown men are engaged in this stuff. I was at a rugby match there once, and they start God Save the Queen, and these people are basically crying.
That was probably because they had a few pints in them.
No, because they looked at me.
Don't you wake up and just have a standard 40 ounces of English bitters before you go anywhere in Her Majesty's Royal Kingdom?
Are they walnut flavored?
But anybody else would be arrested, like if they were Prince Andrew. I mean, you have all these women saying he's on this flight, he's doing this to me, he's sweating all over me like a
almost impossible like for me to sweat.
Right, and he says I can't sweat. And all the English subjects go, oh, yes, of course. That's of course. Thank goodness. He can't sweat.
He was brave in the Falklands, just like he's brave now, to withstand the charges from the American fake media. For BBC 47, I'm Crunch Williams.
Where's it like the 40?
We have to extradite the prince from Tottenham on Strasbourg von Schabenblee.
There's a 401 text that says, I pretty much remember everyone that I've had sex with, but that could just be me. Well,
there's a couple where I don't remember the last name, but yeah, I'm with you on that.
Thanks.
Can't say the P word.
Oh. Tinkles. Carpool karaoke.
But you at least remember where you were. You might not remember a last name.
Yeah, it was like a second floor apartment in Beverly. This guy's name was Ryan.
And that's it? No last name whatsoever? Right. Other guy's probably listening right now.
Hello.
You might not even know.
It was weird when your friend walked in and tried to make it a three-way.
I'm emotionally dumping out on that.
I'm emotionally dumping out on life. How's that? I'm doing a little research going back to the extradition question, and it seems like he is not entitled to any form of immunity. I think Her Majesty might be, but as far as Prince Andrew goes, she may have to, if there's a court order that would extradite him here to the U.S., she may have to consent to that, the Queen, but he's not immune to anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
get back here and answer some questions.
Him being arrested is like seeing Hillary's emails. It's two things that are never going to happen. That are absolutely never going to happen, but they both should. This is Paul from Maine. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I finally had it. Danielle is finally put me over the edge.
Why?
The corgi thing finally.
Thank you.
Did it to me.
All right, Paul. Well, that's fine. Yeah, you're entitled to your opinion.
You love corgis?
I don't like them.
I have two. I've had three of them. Yeah,
I don't like Frenchies either. Unpopular opinion. Whatever.
Well.
Man, I don't know.
I just think bring back Wiggy.
Don't you want
to get rid of the women in the show?
Don't you want a big dog, though, Paul? I mean, you're a guy. Where are you from?
Maine.
Maine. I mean, you're a Maine guy. Yeah. Like, don't you want a big dog?
Well, I'm a mass guy that converted to Maine.
I was gonna say, don't you guys eat corgis up in Maine?
Corgis, they're awesome dogs.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, they're great dogs. Right, I just don't like them. Yeah. I like Dobies.
But the Queen has like 70 of them.
Oh, yeah. It's their thing.
They're so cute. They look like, I see a corgi and it's like, oh, little
like
fella.
They got stepped on.
There's hope. There's hope in a car. You know what dog does freak me out? French bulldogs. Now, those freak me out.
Frenchies, yeah. I don't like Frenchies.
That alien face?
Yeah.
Yeah, the face is not a huge strange on those dogs.
And the Boston Terriers. Now I'm alienating all my people.
Well, all they do is fart.
Bulldogs
fart.
How do you feel about the, I'll tell you what freaks me out, irrational fear-wise, the hairless cats?
Oh, yeah, the sphinxes. My friend Deanna has one. It's wild.
I was this close to a gear of stage-worthy professional spit take. What? I just want to know,
pink, Nick.
How did we
never... Those things are so...
They're terrifying.
They are.
All the hope that corgis give me is wiped away immediately every time I see a hairless cat,
I'm
number
being
one
serious,
number two.
By the way. They're terrifying.
Right. You ever touched one?
No.
It's so weird.
But they look like aliens.
I did once. It was a frat party I resented going to.
But it looked like an alien being.
Does everything that normally has a ton of hair
but
when
why
you see
do
it
people
naked.
Have those things?
Allergies.
They're gross.
Allergies.
Allergies. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're gross.
Yes, Greg. People have allergies to things.
Now, I get it, though. Like, they have all, like, the hypoallergenic dogs now. Like, all the crossbred ones, like cockapoo.
Yeah, but that's it. It's a mutt. I don't care how many fancy names you want to put together, it's still a mutt. Even though you paid $3,000 for it, it's a mutt.
A bulldog and a shih tzu.
I got two hairless producers. I don't need a hairless cat.
What's the name of the beagle and like the pug? Puggle? Oh,
yeah.
Now those things terrify me.
No, if your dog has an acute hyphenated name that somebody created for it, it's not a dog.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's not a dog. It's a thing.
We're in the market for a golden doodle breeder.
If you can get your dog into a bag and sneak it on an airplane under the guise of it being a service dog, then it's not a real dog. A dog should be big. A dog should be 75, 80 pounds like Kobe Woberson, the greatest dog in the world. And
my 3-pound, three-legged dog, Prim, would argue with you.
Not a dog.
What do you,
all right.
I was going to ask you, what do you think about the idea of being able to bring, like, therapy pets or comfort pets to like sporting events?
Get out. Stop. It's just not necessary.
Why not?
There's too much noise.
How stressed out do you get at a game?
How stressed out is the animal going to get?
But when you're freaked out, but they're trained.
I've already seen it. Where was I? Oh, I was at the Celtics game last Friday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe that was last Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman who had her dog with her.
Was it a service dog or an emotional
I'm assuming
dog?
It was.
Yeah.
She was claiming. I mean, she didn't look like she was in great distress, but I don't know. But I mean, she had it right there, seated in the.
What kind of dog was it?
I don't know.
The big dog, small dog?
No, it wasn't. It was kind of a small dog.
It was on her lap.
But they must have to allow that. And the legroom was perfect for the corgi at the garden.
Long way to get to that flex.
Sorry. I wasn't intending to do it that way, but it was true. All right, we got to find out what is trending.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the all-new Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. There will always be a vacation, a holiday, a celebration. Put Awaken 180 to the test this holiday season and lose weight while others are packing it on. We have Mike Florio coming up 9:45. Tommy Curran, Dale Keefe, Teddy Bruschi, OMF at 4 today. We're talking about the Patriots and Isaiah Wynn being activated. And Gunnar Olszewski being placed on IR to make room. Patriots and the Cowboys. And yes, indeed, rookie punter Rocket Man Bailey.
That's right.
AFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Eight the cannon legged man weapon that is Jake Bailey. You will respect him.
Well,
best player on the field for them last Sunday, Greg.
Nick overruled you both and picked him as the Needham Bank Player of the Game, and I guess you weren't so far off.
And Tom Brady didn't disagree with me.
Six I-20s of those eight, six punts inside the 20.
You even learning the lingo. Well done, Ken.
Yeah, studying up. The Bruins are the big trend, though, Greg. 5-1 win over the Devils. Pasternak with two more bombs. He was giving credit to Grizzlick after the game. I love hearing Pasta talk. Let's hear a little Pasta.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it was hard. You know, it was just amazing goals, and especially the second one, you know. Yeah, it's nice. We're all happy for him, you know. Obviously, great goals, both of them, and he was feeling it today.
Happy for Grizz.
Sounds like Paul in Maine.
That is your top athlete in Boston right now. David Pasternak, ahead of Brady. He's past Brady.
Really?
Yep.
Well,
breakdowns after games.
He should get 50, barring any kind of
injury.
I mean, he should get 50, which would be great.
Be nice if Bergeron comes back to help that out. Celtics at the Clippers tonight. You expecting a fierce battle, Fitzy, Doc Rivers, and Kawhi.
Should be a hell of a game tonight.
Yeah.
Should be a hell. And that's a great litmus test to see how good these Celtics are at like the sixth of the way mark or how far we are into the season right now. What are they, 11-2 on the season, Ken?
Correct.
Yes. Perfect. Great test on the road.
Is Gronk on the dance team this evening? Or
probably, right?
Okay, good.
Should be some crossover. He was there last night.
If he dances for the Clippers tonight, he's dead to me.
High of 41 in Boston today. Weather brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Wherever you go this season, make sure you're dashing all the way for a limited yet wonderful time. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is here. Visit your local dealer at mbusa.com/winter-event for offer details or to schedule a test drive today. This is the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station. WEEI.
Boy, Danielle, I don't know how you did it, but you've enraged all these corgi owners, and
whatever.
They're infuriated on the. I mean, you wouldn't.
I'm the
think
patron
that,
saint of animal rescue. I can say what I want.
Easy.
Wow.
Easy, Mother Doolittle.
You wouldn't think.
How many people judge my chihuahwas?
You wouldn't think that.
That's
would be
what
something,
you call them.
You wouldn't think that would be something that would upset people, but I guess when you insult people's dogs,
Get very, very, very passionate about their dog breeds, especially ones they love. Like Dobermans are my favorite dogs, and people are like, "Oh, they're vicious and terrible," and I'm like, "How got you? How dare you?"
Did I read yesterday that you can no longer take a dog's age and multiply by 7 to figure out their human age? Is that what science is working, wasting their time working
yeah,
on?
Yeah, there's some new algorithm. There's an online. It's a very complicated math formula.
Oh, I don't do complicated math.
I know. So they have an online calculator available. It's like natural logarithm. It's basically the only one they've come up with so far is for labs, and it's different for every dog breed. Yeah. So for like a lab, you would find the natural logarithm number, which is somewhere between 0 and 3. Then you multiply it by 16 and add 31. So it basically is like your dog is way older than you thought it was in human years. It's depressing. Like, I wouldn't even go online to look at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's just, it'll make you sad. You'll be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Just figure out what the life expectancy is of that particular breed and adhere to
it. But nobody wants to know.
Yeah, but you got to be aware. Like my Doberman Leah is 11. Dobies typically live between 10 and 12 years. Like, my last two Dobies made it to 10 and 12 years, respectively. So I know, this is time where I have to be aware that over the next year, things might decline a little.
Well, it's like doing, but isn't it like doing those genealogy tests where they can tell you if you're going to die of some sort of an illness at a certain age or something like that?
A little different.
Who wants to know that? Different.
I would want to know the maximum amount of time or the minimum, at least, that I would have one of my pets so I could ensure that they had the best quality of life.
But would you want to know, you know how they have that testing that they can do that indicates whether or not you're going to get a serious disease and how long? Would you want to? You wouldn't want
to. No, because I feel like it would alter the course of my life now, and maybe not in a positive way, where maybe I would take more risks or do more dumb things or just kind of be like, whatever, it's all going to end anyway, so F it.
The Globe just did a study of how many hours of AB talk you can take before you die.
Well, will you apologize to the corgis?
No, I won't. Corgis are fine dogs, and you're welcome to enjoy them and love them. I don't particularly care for them as a breed. I wouldn't own one, but that's fine. They're cute.
If you want to be terrified and you have a few moments, Google hairless bears. Never mind hairless cats.
Freakiest thing ever.
Google hairless bears. Apparently people are getting hairless bears.
Please
as
stop
pets.
Doing that. No, don't. Stop with the exotic pet.
Yes. Wait, seriously, Nair bears?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Google it.
No.
You'll run screaming from the room.
Oh,
the
God.
City bears.
Hold on. Hairless. If this is like lemonpartydog.org, I'm going to kick your ass.
No, it's not. It's not a trick. I'm telling you.
Whoa, what is that? Mm-hmm. What is that? Yeah. I see those hanging from men's legs at the Y.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of things that hang from men's legs,
yes.
I want to bring something up that I read that is slightly terrifying, and I'll give you the junk warning. There is reportedly a male birth control injection that is almost ready for your penises, gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you right now, just like you guys are skeptical, I would not trust a guy that said he had this done.
Why?
If a guy was like, don't worry about it, I had the shot, I'd be like, really? That's great.
Oh, you're not going to trust a guy when he says he's on birth control?
No. Please. Do you guys trust women when we say we're on birth control?
But I don't think a lot of men are going to want to risk the injection. In that area.
Gives all new meaning to that. Well, it lasts 13 years. The shot lasts 13 years. They've done early clinical trials. In India, they successfully completed the first clinical trial on this injectable male contraceptive. 303 candidates went through a phase 3 clinical trial. They had a 97.3% success rate, no reported side effects, except for the emotional ones that are associated with putting a needle there. The birth control method lasts 13 years. It involves injecting a polymer called styrene maleic anhydride into your member, and it basically blocks the sperm from leaving their house.
Well, but you wouldn't trust the guy who said it?
No.
Well, the guy who's going to say it, I guess he's willing to risk the eventual outcome of it.
Guys are willing to risk a lot of things when it comes to getting some.
They are?
Yes, they're very creative.
The responsibility has been that of the woman for a long time, so I would assume that there are a lot of women who would like the responsibility to be on the man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
That's a pill.
Yeah. All right.
You try taking one at the same time every day and paying a copay for it before they made it free.
As I mentioned, we are joined before the show ends today by Mike Florio. Mike, morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Well, it's all about AB talk up here today in the last 24 hours. So I'm hoping that you can enlighten us a little bit here. You seem to have some inside information that that perhaps the NFL is going to look favorably on him. Is that fair to say?
There's optimism on Brown's part that things went well enough last Thursday that he could be reinstated by the end of the season. The prevailing view had been that the NFL was just going to kick the can through the end of the season, let him play next year if they decided to suspend him, maybe give him credit for time served, because as a practical matter, he's been suspended without pay for 9 weeks because no one will touch him while this league investigation is pending. But there is some optimism that he'll have a chance to get back in, and that's what sparked, really, for me, fascination. You throw this guy into the pool of available players with 2 or 3 weeks left in the regular season, just as an example. I'm just pulling a number out of the air.
Yeah.
Think about the land rush that the playoff teams would potentially engage in, because not only do you help yourself by getting him, you help yourself by keeping him from signing with someone you're going to have to deal with in January, which gives you even more reason to try to get him under contract if and when he's eligible to be signed.
And so that belief by his camp is why you believe, or we should believe, that that apology was issued yesterday?
I firmly believe the apology was issued yesterday to kind of sprinkle the ground with a handful of seeds aimed at possibly making the Patriots interested in the event that he gets reinstated. And look, Robert Kraft and the Patriots can say, we don't ever want to deal with this guy again. Well, the problem is you may have to deal with him because he may roll into town, or you may have to roll into Baltimore when he's a member of the Ravens playing with his cousin Marquise Brown and catching passes from Lamar Jackson. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge if it comes to that. And I think that he wanted to start the process of getting the Patriots and really anyone else out there who may be interested in him thinking about what life is going to be like if Antonio Brown all of a sudden shows up in the middle of December available to be signed by any of the playoff teams.
So, Mike, you feel like maybe trying to bring Antonio Brown back in, be it to Foxborough or any place, but especially Foxborough, where, of course, he's owed the $9 million, would be as much a preventative strike to make sure he doesn't land in a Kansas City or a Seattle or on the Texans or the Ravens as much as it would be to assist an offense that, let's be frank, has been struggling for the last several weeks.
Well, I think that's part of your thought process, whoever you are, if you're interested in Antonio Brown, because it's not just getting him on your team, it's keeping him away from a team that you're going to have to play. For the Patriots, I think the greater benefit is what he can do for the offense, and you add a guy who's going to command double coverage everywhere he goes, it becomes easier for Tom Brady to move the ball through the air. And so I think there's a lot more merit to that. You know, the defense is so good in New England this year. That's probably the one team I wouldn't worry about having to face Antonio Brown on the other side. But again, if he would land with the Ravens, it makes a very good offense even better. And we saw the struggles that the Patriots had with the Ravens a few weeks ago. So there's plenty of reason to let bygones be bygones if you're the Patriots and Antonio Brown suddenly becomes available with time left in the regular season as the postseason approaches.
And I know it's a guess, but what is your guess on when this ruling, this indication, comes from the NFL?
Yeah, I'm not even comfortable throwing a dart. I have no idea. My sense all along had been that he has overshadowed their 100th season enough, so they're going to find a way to engineer this so he doesn't play again this year. And I was a little surprised to think that Brown's side of the equation feels optimistic about it. But, the bottom line is only the NFL knows what it has collected by way of an investigation. There's no criminal charges pending, civil lawsuit. The alleged victim was interviewed for 10 hours. So the NFL is in position to make a decision. And I don't want to be overly cynical. I do think a lot of times they work backward. They decide what they want the punishment or the outcome to be, and then they make the pieces fit to justify that. They have the power to do that. They have the incentive to do that from time to time. And maybe they look at this evidence and they just come to the conclusion, you know, maybe we shouldn't keep this guy out of football. This isn't something he should be punished for. And you could argue he's already been punished enough, because the way that the commissioner's exempt list operates, the way the teams have been cautious about approaching him, he has been suspended without pay for 9 weeks while this process unfolds.
Do you feel like the NFL, or do you have any indication that the NFL is getting pressure from women's groups or, anti-violence groups with regard to this guy? Because I don't feel like there's as much pressure as you may see in other cases.
I haven't seen any pressure in that regard in weeks, and not that there was ever very much as it relates to Brown. I think the problem is, without a criminal investigation, without even a criminal complaint being filed, there's still this sense of, hey, you know what, people can sue other people for anything they want to sue for, and it's just allegations until you begin to corroborate and substantiate, and the NFL is the only entity that's been in a position to do that. Now, through the civil justice system in Florida, and the case was moved from state court to federal court, it was refiled in federal court last month, at some point that process plays itself out. But, you know, that may take 2 years. I handled cases like this for 18 years. The wheels of justice do not move very quickly, especially when you're talking about civil claims. And he may be retired by the time there's ever a verdict or a resolution of this civil lawsuit. So it doesn't have that same stigma that it would if he'd been arrested, if there's a video. Those are the kinds of things that give people something they can really wrap their arms around. This civil lawsuit is too vague. It's too ambiguous. There's been no interview of the victim publicly. There's been no press conference. There's been nothing that anyone could get riled up about. And I think without that, it makes it hard to coalesce any type of a protest directed at the league or anybody who would do business for Antonio Brown.
Mike, thank you for joining us this morning with the latest on AB.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, Mike Florio, we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station. WEEI.
Fell to pieces and I'm still...
Wiggy is here for the crossover. What's up, Wiggs?
What up, partner?
How you doing?
Man, I'm, you know, living life. AB is on his way back.
Here it
4 hours of AB talk. You're going to lead the charge. 4 hours.
I've been leading the charge since week two. So
that's your guy.
That is my man, 50 grand right there.
He will lead the Doug Mirabelli processional. Pick him up at the airport, drive him straight to Foxborough.
Damn right.
And Keith and I will be by the side of the road drinking IPAs, cheering.
If he's gonna help my team raise banner number 7.
You don't care what kind of a person he is.
Here we go. I mean, oh. Yeah, he's an a-hole.
You seem like a good judge of character.
No. The problem is he's an a-hole, but there are a lot of a-holes in the NFL. I'm not going to judge somebody or just because they're an a-hole and say, all right, you can't do X, Y, and Z. Now, if you're a convicted felon, that's one thing. Hmm. But even then, depending on what you did, I'll give you a second chance.
You
I know a lot of convicted felons that have gotten a second or third, fourth chance and have kind of turned their lives around.
Yeah.
It's a little different in Eastie than it is in Stowe.
Well, I don't know why you need to take a shot at
I'm just busting
my home. My home community. My,
how many
my
convicted
home, my
felons you know?
You're looking at one right here. spent some time in the Clinton jail, if you remember correctly.
That's right.
In high school,
that is true.
Possession of a Class D substance.
I had one joint. That's it. One joint. Nowadays, that's
dragged off to the Clinton jail.
Nowadays,
senior in high school.
But I don't look.
My life went downhill. Right. I mean,
right.
I should have been scared straight.
Well, it actually worked out well because you know you jumped in, you got into the radio business,
I did, yeah.
And now you've
yeah.
made a name. 28 years later,
look where I am. I'm right here. Look
top
at
of the mountain, baby.
Look
one joint landed you in the joint. All right, Wiggy, who reminded you the most of like AB during your playing days? Was there someone you were like, man, I do not want to go out to dinner with that guy or have a family get together, but he'll help me win some games? It's got to be somebody.
Not really.
He gets very nervous.
Yeah, no,
this
no,
is
no.
like asking about the Vikings party boat.
It's not because
I don't have to name names.
No, because I don't really look at people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I hung out with dudes like, so I don't really look at them and go, oh my God, he said this and he said that. That doesn't bother me.
The answer is Wiggy will go to dinner with anybody because he's terrified of going to dinner
by himself.
So he'll take anybody to dinner as long as he has somebody with him.
But why does that, like, I mean, it's different for you. So that bothers you, like, how a person may be. Maybe a person's an a-hole. Maybe a person says something you don't agree with. So you don't really, like, that doesn't bother me. As a, hey, just go out there, and if I know you're going to make plays, I don't care.
That's it. Make the plays. Win the Super Bowl.
Right. Make
That's
the
it.
Plays.
That's it. All right. So you think you'll be back? I assume you think
you'll
be back.
I would hope that if Kraft is smart, he'll bring him back.
Yeah.
And he seems like a pretty smart man.
All right. Well, more on that with Wiggy and Dale and Keefe. If you missed anything this morning, then you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the new Rewind feature. And if you still don't have the app, all you have to do is text APP to 37937. Do it right now. No charge. Complimentary, our app. All you have to do is text APP to 37937. We will be back tomorrow morning. Oh, where'd we end up on the Dropkicks tickets?
Brian, who I think will leave his last name out, bid $750 for the pair of tickets.
Awesome.
So he's the winning bid.
Awesome. So thanks to everybody who bid this morning on a pair of tickets for that Dropkick show to raise money for the family of fallen firefighter Menard. That's happening on Friday, sold out in Worcester. I have another pair, which I'll auction off tomorrow morning as well. All right, thanks for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.